Hey everybody, it's Eileen, and you're listening to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast, proudly sponsored by Basic Blog Tips. Coming up, we'll talk about subscribers. Subscribers, that's a great topic, isn't it? It's something that we all agree on, no matter if we're a blogger or a podcaster or even a YouTuber. Or even if you're a Facebook professional, you love subscribers. So let's break this down a little bit and talk about the different types of the subscribers that we all can have. First up on the list is RSS subscribers. Now, these are your most common subscribers. Then next you have newsletter subscribers. And I'll say they're the most highly regarded type of subscribers. Then podcast subscribers, and I'll give them the title of most targeted subscribers. The YouTube subscribers, for me, those are the most difficult to reach subscribers. Then Facebook, well, that's the most untapped area when it comes to subscriptions, because the whole concept of Facebook subscribers is fairly new. Then there's the hybrid. And hey, for me, this is the most desired. And we'll get into exactly what I mean by hybrid a little bit later. And hey, what else you got? Is there any more types of subscribers than the ones I just mentioned? You guys let me know later on. But right now we're going to start with our RSS subscribers. Now, typically these are very savvy people. They like to organize the content they consume in feed readers. And of course, the most common one is Google Reader. And they know where to subscribe to your blog. They know how to find that little feed icon on your website or whatever. I know some people don't like to have RSS subscribers, but most of the devout RSS subscribers know how to subscribe to your blog, whether you have that little feed icon showing or not. They have extensions for Chrome, Firefox, or whatever. And if they really want your content, I would say don't stop them because you don't want them to subscribe via RSS. Let them have it. Your newsletter subscribers. Now, this can be a really, really good thing. And you're always hearing people say, build your list, you know, and if you build your list, then, you know, you really don't even have to worry about blogging anymore. Well, that can be true. But the other problem with newsletter subscribers is a lot of times, especially bloggers, we often offer like a freebie to newsletter subscribers. And sometimes they really don't want to get your emails. They just want to get your freebie or whatever it is because you made it sound so enticing. That's why they signed up anyway. So personally, right now anyway, I don't offer a freebie because you don't really want to be bothered with all those people that unsubscribe. But hey, tons and tons of marketers and bloggers are using that little bit of bait to get more subscribers because, you know, they feel like there's just power in numbers. And they even install those horrible pop-ups. Ugh, pop-up domination. I think everybody that knows me knows I hate pop-up domination. And there's other variations of that plugin. But to me, they're just extremely annoying. But in the end, if you have content that people want to hear more from you, Like, for example, myself, I like to offer exclusive content to the people that subscribe to my newsletter. So if they're really interested to hearing what I have to say and they subscribe, I will always make sure that I provide value for them. So, but the trick is to get them to listen to whatever it is you have to say. Now we come to our first set of hybrid subscribers. And that's a person who subscribes to your RSS feed and your newsletter. That's what I call a hybrid. And one more thing I want to say about the hybrid subscriber. A lot of times people use email services like AWeber or Constant Contact or Benchmark email. And they actually, the only thing they send out to their subscribers is their RSS feed. Instead of just letting them get the FeedBurner subscription, which is free. And they can get the FeedBurner subscription via email as well. But to me, I would prefer to have the newsletter with different content, maybe announcements, news, things like that. That's what goes in a newsletter, the way I look at it. I wouldn't want to subscribe to someone's AWeber list just to get their blog posts, because I can just go to their blog, or I can follow them on Twitter and get those feeds that way. But some people do it that way. But I think it's great to make the distinction between an RSS subscriber and a newsletter subscriber. And I like to keep them separate. Maybe you'll do it that way as well. Okay, now that we chat a little bit about the hybrid, let's move on to our next type of subscriber. And this is the one that you guys will probably really want to hear about. And that's the podcast subscribers. Hey, it's your most captive audience. You have the headphones on, you got your earbuds in, you're driving in your car, you're listening to your podcast. You have the undivided attention of your audience when you have a podcast. And you can really get inside people's heads that way. So I really like the podcast subscribers. And if you can start a podcast, if you want to start a podcast, let me know if you need help. I'll try to give you some assistance. But the podcast subscribers are a very coveted group. More hybrid subscribers. Okay, here we go. There's another combination of the RSS subscriber, the newsletter subscriber, and the podcast subscriber. If you get all three of those, you are like ding, 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 ding. Okay, so we all like to have that. Let's move on to the next group of subscribers. And that will be your YouTube subscribers. Now, this is a great bunch of people that's really fun, but they are almost impossible to catch up with. And the reason I say that is because YouTube subscribers, it's a totally different animal. You can subscribe to someone's YouTube channel by email or by what they call a digest. And that digest is just an email that comes from YouTube that says, oh, here's all your YouTube subscriptions for the week. And most people don't even get that delivered to them. So when they do get it, they've got all these different YouTubers that they need to catch up on. It could be 20, 30, 40, depending upon how many people they subscribe to, in one email. I'm over on the YouTube email subscription settings right now. And I just want to read to you some of the settings that you can choose or that your subscribers can choose in order to get delivery of your notifications of your YouTube activity. And the first thing that comes up under your email settings, of course, they verify what email address should get the notifications. And then there's the subscription digest. Send me digest emails with the latest videos from my subscriptions. And then there's a box, a pull-down menu, once a day, once a week, or never. So there's not even an option for like maybe once a month. No, it has to be either every day, every week, or never. And I want to bet that not too many people have that set for every day. Now, the other things that you can get notified about are when someone subscribes to my channel, leaves a comment on my channel, leaves a comment or response on one of my videos. And we talked about video responses, and I've left video responses for a couple of people and they haven't accepted or rejected them, which makes me think they're not even getting these notifications. If I receive a private message or a shared video, or if there's a YouTube live event. And then there's also the option, do not send me any emails. You can also get YouTube's newsletter, weekly, monthly notices about movies. I have all this checked off. I never get any of this stuff from YouTube. They have not sent me any kind of newsletter. I don't know, maybe in a year or two. So I don't know if they stopped doing that, but the options are there. So that just gives you an idea of, first of all, that there's so many different choices of things that people can and cannot get emails about on YouTube. And the fact that this is pretty much hidden. If you go into your account settings, this is where you actually find this. You have five options: an overview of your account, sharing, privacy, email, and playback. So you kind of really have to know where you're going in order to navigate, even to get over to these account settings. So that just makes it, like I said earlier, just makes it a little bit trickier to capture the attention of your YouTube subscribers. But if they subscribe to you by email, they will get a specific email every time you upload a video. A lot of people don't realize that option even exists. I subscribe to certain channels that I really like, you know, if my girl Lisa Irby puts out a video, I want to know right away. If my friend James Pruitt records a video, I want to know right away. Okay, so I subscribe to them, their channels, by email. But most of your subscribers may not be doing it that way. So with all the hundreds of thousands and millions and billions of videos that are on YouTube, it's really hard to keep up with your YouTube subscribers. Don't get me wrong. They're great. They're great to have. It's a good way to get yourself noticed on the YouTube search engine. But they're just a little bit more tricky. Well, let's move on to the last category, and that will be the Facebook subscribers. Now, Facebook just introduced the subscription option probably within the last 6 months. And it came out of the result that people had a cap on how many friends they could have. I think the maximum number of friends you can have is 5,000. So in order to accommodate all those people, just imagine all the celebrities and all the people that are social media savvy and they're really big on Facebook and marketers and so forth, they allow them to have subscriptions. So people can subscribe to you as an individual. They don't have to follow your business page, or maybe you don't even have a fan page. So the Facebook subscribers, I think the jury is still out on them, whether or not they're really as valuable. Of course, it does still allow people another way to follow you, but you really don't have a sense of how many of your posts they're seeing versus the people that are really your friends and how many they're seeing. So it's kind of a gray area there, but I still think that if you have that option turned on, it's good. Even in my case, I don't even have 5,000 friends. I'm nowhere near the cap, but people have started to subscribe to me already. But honestly, if you're one of those people, just send me a friend request. More than likely, I will go ahead because I'm nowhere near 5,000. So if you want to hit me up on Facebook, go right ahead. Well, that's been our overview of subscribers, you guys. I know there's a lot of questions about subscriptions, and I hope I cleared up some of your concerns. Well, that's it for today. You guys, take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.